Welcome to Fellowship Takeaways, bite-sized insights from seminars hosted by the Reuters Institute's Program for Mid-Career Journalists in 2024. I'm Caitlin Mercer, Associate Director of the Fellowship Program, and today's episode explores how gender diversity in newsrooms shapes the stories that get told and ultimately impacts the broader conversation in society. In November 2023, we heard from Sandro Riquelme and Fermin Elizalde-Vidaure, whose team at Spanish sports outlet Relevo exposed corruption within Spanish football. But what made their approach unique? Their newsroom was young and full of women. Here's what Fermin shared about why this mattered.
But we did it in a different way because we were ready to speak in a different way. We were like a woman-led newsroom at that time, and then every day. And I think it was like a very important different mindset we have as a sports media, because in Spain it's very traditional and male-led. We are like very ambitious and non-conformist, and also we are very inclusive. And this is like the last, brand value is what led us to do this coverage.
Fermin and Marta said it was the demographics of their team that led them to question the behavior of former Spanish football boss Luis Rubiales when he kissed Spanish forward Jenny Hermosa on the mouth after the final of last summer's World Cup. The story led to allegations of coercion and the uncovering of illegal commissions paid, but it started as a kiss that many older male sports journalists did not clock as an aggression. Marta added,
I was working for the Spanish news agency EFE when I came to Relevo. It's very different. I think we haven't discussed about this before, but I think it is. I find it very different, both because of the approach. I think the way we built the teams and the way we build the project is very different from what you would expect on a media. We work all together. I mean, our teams work as one team, but also on the strategy, building our audiences, talking to the users, having the user on the center of everything we produce. I think that's something that has helped us a lot. And yeah, it's having an impact on the audience. For example, 77% of the traffic in 2023 came from stories that were stories about women. Relevo's audience increased 50% during August as a result of Rubiales' coverage, and around 20% of the traffic during August and September came from stories related to the case. So yes, I mean, I think it helps.
Relevo underscores how diversity in a newsroom not only influences what stories are told, but also how they are covered. Bringing fresh, varied perspectives to journalism can help challenge entrenched biases, ensuring stories are told with greater nuance and authenticity. In February 2024, our journalist fellows met Rosamund Irwin, media editor at the Sunday Times, to hear her reflections on the Me Too movement. She's spent years covering sexual harassment and assault cases, and her work highlights why it's crucial to include diverse voices in investigative journalism.
A lot of the good reporting on this does tend to be done by women. And, you know, obviously some of them, unfortunately, some of them will be the victims of sexual trauma themselves. And I think that can bring a level of empathy and understanding. But, you know, it's all these things. We've got to not take our own biases to things. And, but look, you know, if you're a survivor of something and it drives you into helping other survivors talk through their stories and you're still doing all the rigorous stuff journalistically, which you would be doing if you're a good journalist, then I think you should sort of feel able to do whatever reporting you want to do. That I think it's very complicated and difficult, though. I think I've made loads of mistakes, and I think everyone I've ever dealt with, they're not expecting you to say the perfect thing. Obviously, they want you to be empathetic and kind. Of course they do. But they don't expect you to be superhuman at the same time. And you know, I have sometimes said the wrong thing, and I've always, you know, I hope when I've realized I've done it, I've apologized immediately. I imagine what I would feel like in that situation if a journalist approached me, and I accept that people have different reactions and so on. So you want to think about the sort of breadth of how a victim or survivor might respond to things.
Rosamond's emphasis on survivor-centred reporting is a testament to how gender diversity in newsrooms can lead to more compassionate, balanced journalism, particularly on topics of gendered violence.
Yeah, one thing that's really stayed with me is I was talking to one of the women this, and she said, you know, the thing with you is you always believed me. And I did, but I still had to be incredibly journalistically rigorous. And that can sound really harsh. And I was glad she said that, because I thought, you know, by the end, she's probably thinking, well, you don't believe me because you've asked me to deliver this, this, and this, and this piece of evidence, talk to this person. And that is asking a lot of a person. It's a very intrusive process.
Sandra and Fermin's experience in sports media and Rosamond's reflection on covering Me Too show how gender-diverse newsrooms can bring a broader and more inclusive approach to journalism. When newsrooms include women and other underrepresented voices, they create space for stories that might otherwise go untold or misrepresented. This inclusivity benefits not only the newsroom, but also the audience, who gain a fuller, richer understanding of the world. Three questions you may want to ponder as a journalist today. What perspectives do you bring to stories that others in your newsroom might miss? What perspectives do you lack that others in your team might be able to contribute to your reporting? Does your newsroom foster an environment that encourages a diversity of thought and perspective? Or are you encouraged to adopt the mindset of the people at the top? Thanks for joining us on this episode of Fellowship Takeaways. We'll be back with more insights from some of the world's leading journalists and experts. Until next time, keep asking tough questions, especially about yourself.